look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store showing plans to Abner. Listen.
Yep. There it is, Abner. Them's the plans for the house I'm going to build.
Law me, you got them drawn up already?
Oh, yeah. Hugh Garrett went to work on them yesterday and gave me a copy of them this morning.
Well, I do.
Oh, he's fast.
Yeah, let me take a look at that.
Yeah, sure.
If I ever seen one of them.
Get them on roll here.
Well, you're sure working fast on this deal. I'll say that for you.
Well, I've got to work fast. I can't put up with the childless family living with me much longer. I can tell you that.
No, that's bad.
Yeah, Larry, here. What do you think of that for a house plan?
Did Hugh draw that himself?
Yeah. Done good, didn't he?
Yeah. Them are all the rooms there, huh?
Yeah.
Where's the roof?
Well, it don't show there.
Well, it's going to have a roof, ain't it?
Oh, sure. This is just a bird's eye view of it. This is how it looks to a bird.
Well, what do you care how it looks to a bird? Go to all the expense of having that drawn up so a bird can look at it. If a bird wants to build a house, let him draw his own plan.
Well, this is the way it'd look if you're taking the roof off.
Can you do that? Just take the roof right off?
Well, you see...
That don't sound like very good carpenter work to me, Lump. The roof comes off. What if a wind would come up, a cyclone? Glad you ain't building that thing next to my place. Hate to have a roof come sailing into the yard every time a little breeze come up.
Well, Abner, the roof's gonna be fastened on.
Get better fastening. Tie it down or do something. I told you you ought to get Eugene Blevins to build this house instead of Hugh Garrett anyway.
Well, Hugh's doing a good job, all right. I ain't worried about him. Of course, I will say there's one or two things in these plans that don't quite suit me.
Besides the roof, huh?
I mean in the arrangements of the rooms.
Well, what do you care? You ain't going to live there. The Childers is going to live in it.
I know, but I want to get it right. Now, here's the main thing I don't like about these plans.
Move your head a little.
The parlor's too big.
Too big, huh?
In the first place, I want to keep the size of the house down to where it won't cost so much.
Huh?
In the second place, they don't need that big of a parlor.
They don't, huh?
Now, I believe I'll just draw a line down the side of it here and cut it off about 2 or 3 feet.
Is that 2 or 3 feet? From here to there?
Yeah, rough speaking.
My eyes must be bad. That don't look like more than a half an inch to me.
Well, that's the way they figure these things out. A half inch to every 2 feet or something like that. They couldn't draw the plans as big as the house is going to be, silly. Couldn't get that big of a piece of paper.
Oh, no, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, that ought to do it. Now, the parlor just runs from here over to here.
Yeah. What are you going to do with that extra space there?
Huh?
See, you got the parlor coming over to here, Lum, but the outside of the house is clean over to here.
That's right, ain't it?
Yeah, that's the outside.
Let's see. Could be a hole, I reckon. It's sort of shaped like one.
Yeah. What would you want a hole run along the outside of the house for?
It would be kind of silly, wouldn't it?
Besides, it don't go nowhere.
Yeah, well, I reckon a feller could add on a room there so's the hall would have some place to go to.
That would be better. Folks are liable to get lost in there, wandering backwards and forwards in a dead-end hall without no place to go to.
Let's see. Worse than getting in a silo.
Yeah, that's awful bad there. Open it up the other end if you're going to leave it there. So they walk out, think they've been to see you, and leave all at the same time.
You could put a room on right here. Yeah, and let the hall run into that.
Yeah, that'd be a nice place to keep that pig of there. Be the only pig in Pine Ridge with a private hall.
Well, that pig ain't going to stay in that house. I won't let them buy it unless they promise to keep her out of there.
Well, I thought you sort of liked the pig. Sure looked like it the way you rushed out of here yesterday to keep Squire Skimp from making ham and bacon out of her.
And I just done that to keep little Caldwell from making mincemeat out of me.
Well, they could find some use for the room. Everybody's got relays. Extra room always comes in handy.
Wait a minute. You can't put it out there, though. That'd put part of the room right out in the road.
In the road?
Yeah. See, that's kind of a small lot, and the road runs right along the side of it there.
Oh, it does, huh? Well, maybe you'll just have to change the road, then.
No, you can't do that.
Well, Lon, you can't have a road running through a bedroom that away. Wake up in the middle of the night, a team of mules loping by you. Dog would scare you to death, a hound dog trotting between the back wheels.
Yeah, that would be bad.
You having night horses, mules, both.
About all we can do is put the extra room over on the other side of the house, over here.
Over next to that dining room, eh?
Yeah.
How are you going to get to it? The hall's clean over on the other side of the house.
That's right, ain't it?
Could have the hall run clean around the house, I reckon, come in on this side and wind up on the other side of the house.
No, looks like we'll just have to build another hall. This thing's going to run into more money than I figured it would. All them extras will take more lumber, and I don't know if Lester Parks will sell me any more.
Well, he sure won't if he finds out Hugh Garrett's doing the building loan.
Well, if I can just keep them two being mad at one another to where they ain't speaking, I'll be all right.
Well, seems to me like it's a pretty risky way to do business, trying to keep everybody mixed up in this from knowing who else is in on it.
Well, it's the only way I could do it, as long as I'm having to build this house without a cent of cash. See, Lester thinks that I've paid for the lot and that I'm paying the carpenter.
Yeah.
And Hugh thinks that I've paid for the lot and the lumber. And the widder Cobb thinks I've paid for the lumber and the carpenter.
That's what I say. That's a risky way to do business. If any one of them finds out you ain't putting up a cent of money, Lum, they're going to call this whole thing off.
Well, I've just got to keep them from finding out, that's all. But as long as they're all mad at one another, I don't think I've got much to worry about.
Are you sure that the widder's still not speaking to both Hugh and Lester?
Fur as I know. I think maybe she knows I'm getting the lumber from Lester, because that's about the only place around here where you can get it. But I'm sure she don't know Hugh's the builder. He's the one she hates the worst, I believe.
Yeah. Has she actually sold that lot to you? You said yesterday she hadn't signed no papers on.
Well, she still ain't, but she's going to, she told me.
Oh.
Said for me to go right ahead with it. And let's see here. I've got to figure out where to put that extra hall.
You might could put it down in the cellar, special if it ain't going to be used very much.
No, that's no place for a perfect good hall. Halls has got to lead somewhere. Wait a minute, was that our ring?
I don't know. The phone rang. I was studying this thing.
Let's see, I reckon.
See where it
was. Hello, Jot 'em Down Store. Lum Eddards talking.
Could put it on the roof.
Oh, how are you, Miss Cobb?
Put the hall outdoors and let it lead to the barn.
Well, that's good.
Come on, hand in ring.
Oh, yeah, the plans is all drawed up. Well, we're aiming on starting first thing in the morning. Talk to the builder.
Oh.
Well, Miss Cobb, why can't you just tell me what you want to say and I'll tell him? Huh? Oh, why, his name is,
Don't tell her it's Hugh Garrett.
His name is, Eugene Blevins, I think.
Yeah, that's the time.
Oh, he said he weren't, huh? Well, that's right. Come to think of it, he couldn't take the job after all. Too busy.
That's big blabbermouth.
Well, tell you the truth, I'm building it myself.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, sure, I know all about building houses.
No telling where that hall will wind up.
Well, it's a surprise to me, too. I mean, well, just a second, let me check. Abner, let me see them plans.
Yeah, sure. What's all the fuss about?
Oh, the widder says she ain't going to sign the paper on the lot till she knows what kind of a place I'm going to build there. Don't want no ramshackle house on it. See here, foundation. You see where it says what kind of a foundation it's going to have?
I don't even know where to look.
Well, find it. I'm supposed to know all about this.
Well, I don't know where it's at.
Well, I've got to tell her something. Hello, Miss Cobb. Why, the foundation's going to be down at the bottom.
Yep, here it is.
Well, yeah, I reckon they are all is that way. That's why I decided on that. Just want to use tried and true ideas in this house. No flying by night scheme.
Mom knowed right where it was at. There it is.
Huh? Why, just a second. Abner, what style of architecture would you say it's going to have?
I didn't even know it was going to have one, whatever they are. You got lots of holes in it.
Hello, why, it's going to have the regular, regulation architecture.
With a hole?
Yeah, that's it, Spanish Colonial. Oh, them are two different ones, huh?
South Spain.
Well, I might put in some of both.
Buenos noches, you all.
Mix them up, sort of. Yeah, give it a little bit of everything. Make it extra fancy. Well, just a second. You know, Abner, I don't think she much believes me.
Tell her about the hall.
You know, she wants to know about the studdings and the subflooring. What did it say about them there in the plan?
Yes, sir. Here's that extra room sitting out here in the road. Has that got anything to do with it?
No, Granny's, I can't make head and tails of this junk. Hello, Miss Cobb. Yeah, it's going to have both of them, sub-studdings and flooring.
By the lawny, and a pig.
Well, whatever size fits. Well, I don't know. Let's see. I'd say about, going to do what? Oh, now, Miss Cobb, you don't want to waste your time standing around over there. What? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hang up on you?
Yeah. Granny's, how am I going to get around that?
Around what, Mom?
You know what that old busybody's going
to
do?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
She said she's going to be over there in the morning. When I start building and see herself what kind of a house I'm putting up.
Oh, the minute she sets eyes on Hugh Garrett Long.
But she ain't going to.
How are you
going
to keep her from it?
I don't know, but I've got to study up some way to keep that woman away from there. I've got to do it before tomorrow morning.
here's a building problem that even the FHA has never thought of.